G'day, Gareth. Good to be here.
So we've seen the scenes of large protests in eastern states' capitals. We saw a smaller but not insignificant protest in Perth last week, another one promised next weekend. Is there a risk here as it pertains to the COVID-19 spread, in your judgment?
Well, look, there's a risk everywhere I look at the moment. I went to Coles on the weekend and no one was socially distancing properly. No one was wearing a mask or using hand hygiene. So whether it's in relation to protests or wherever else we're going, Australia needs to wake up and smell the coffee here, Gareth. There's a big problem in the world, and unless we reinvent the way we live before we start to open our borders up, either within states or between states or international, then we're going to be in big trouble.
The border's not open. So what are you saying, that people have made their own assessments of the risk?
I think people think we're going back to 2019 and this kind of virus has gone away, from what I can see around the place. We're living in a bubble, which is great because we've kept the disease away. But now we've got to do the next bit, which is prepare for small outbreaks, which is what we can expect. And if you're going to protest or you're going to go to Coles, it doesn't matter. You've got to not touch people. And if you're going to be close to people, you're going to have to wear a mask.
So the television footage that you've seen over the weekend, does that represent keeping a social distance or not, or a physical distance, as we're calling it now?
Well, some of it is okay, where people are walking separate from each other, then, and they're more than 1.5 metres away. That's the simple rule. But I saw that there are people shaking hands, hugging each other. There are people who are clearly touching objects and handing them around without using hand hygiene in between. And that's how this thing spreads, and that's how it's going to kill people.
Your federal colleague, Tony Bartone, says that, if people go to a protest, they should self-isolate for 14 days. What do you think of that?
Well, it's an interesting argument. I think that that's probably a bit further than I would go. Certainly at this stage, I would say that it doesn't matter where you go, whether it's a protest or it's down the supermarket. If you're exposed to people, particularly people who are sick, then in the long run, as that all adds up between thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, we're just going to get outbreaks like they're getting today in Queensland.
The state government here don't seem to want to ban the protest. It seems that, well, you know, we've just heard from Ben White, but the view seems to be that if you ban it, that the numbers will get bigger. Yet, I mean, what's the message? What should the message be from political leaders here?
Well, the message should be that we're not immune. We need to be able to do the things that we've always wanted to do. So we want to go to restaurants. We want to go to pubs and things, and people accept that there's going to be different rules there now. So it's the same with a protest. If you can hold a protest without touching people and without getting close to people, you can have your protest in a really big area. Just be smart about it. And it's exactly the same with shopping centres or cinemas or anything else. If we're going to survive this thing and it's going to be with us for a long time, not just a few weeks, then we have to start thinking about how we're going to reorient our position around other people, and we're going to have to start wearing masks in public.
People who are in the events industry who have seen their businesses obliterated must be a bit bemused today, mustn't they?
Oh, look, I can understand them shaking their head. There's a lot of unfairness in the way this thing rolls out. You know, everyone in the private sector's lost their jobs. Everyone in the public sector's kept theirs, with exceptions, obviously. But the burden is falling disproportionately on certain groups of people, and we've got to start to even that out. You know, obviously, JobKeeper is one way of evening that out with the tax dollars. But certainly the unfairness for events people, hopefully they can at least think to themselves, well, I'm not the cause of somebody dying as a result of people being packed into my pub or my restaurant. And they don't want to be those people. Aussies are very keen on keeping this as low as we possibly can, because we all know someone who's old, we all know someone who's been on chemo, we all know someone who's disabled, and we want them to be safe, first and foremost.
Andrew, thank you for your time.
Great to talk to you guys.